big dredging project over there. Tell me about that.
Sure. So the Corps of Engineers, the Detroit District, and our Engineer Research and Development Center worked with the U.S. Navy on dredging Little Lake Harbor. And Little Lake Harbor is located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's north of Newberry. And if you're familiar with the area, it's kind of out by Crisp Point Lighthouse and like the Two Hearted River area. So right on Lake Superior there. And it's actually the only harbor between Whitefish Point and Grand Marais. And so when ships need to seek refuge and they're out on Lake Superior, it's very important that we keep this harbor open so that ships, not big ships, but boats can seek refuge during bad weather events.
So what was the problem there? I understand there was shoaling.
Yeah, so Little Lake Harbor has historically shoaled in quite frequently, and we actually did an emergency packet in 2023 and did some emergency dredging and reopened it back up, went out this spring again, and it had shoaled in. So, and mostly all the way across. So smaller boats could enter and exit the harbor, but not any larger boats or sailboats really that draft too low. So we had the need to dredge the harbor again, and also found out by working with our Engineer Research and Development Center that the Navy had a need to do some training on opening harbors. So we kind of all linked up, which worked out really well. So the Detroit District Corps of Engineers worked with ERDC. We staged some equipment, coordinated equipment rentals, and then we did some training on the equipment with the Navy personnel, and then the Navy kind of took over and did the dredging so that they could get that experience of opening up a small harbor. So it's kind of a win-win for everyone. We removed about 25,000 cubic yards of material. That's mostly sand and rock from the harbor, and that's about 1,700 to 2,500 dump trucks full of material that was just walking the harbor itself.
Wow. So that's a unique partnership, isn't it? I haven't heard of that happening before up here.
It's very unique. Since the end of World War II, about the Naval Construction Force, they've really been focusing on contingency construction and then supporting the Marine Expeditionary Force. And they're really good at doing horizontal and vertical construction, but they started looking ahead, and the naval fleet really needs waterfront support or port damage repairs for future operations or potential future operations. So they started working with our Engineer Research Center to kind of do some experimental training. And so they really have a high priority. And this training that they got from opening Little Lake Harbor allows them the opportunity to speed along those capabilities that their higher headquarters needs from them to be able to open harbors and not just do vertical and horizontal construction.
And the last question, Carrie, is there going to continue to be a need to dredge that harbor up north of Newberry?
Yeah, unfortunately, Little Lake Harbor will probably shoal in on a yearly basis. It requires the annual maintenance dredging. And we've been working with the Corps of Engineers, Coastal Engineers, to plan to survey and collect data from Little Lake Harbor to determine the effect of waves on how the federal structure in the harbor should be designed to reduce those shoaling impacts. So we're getting ready to set up an integrated radar monitoring system at the harbor. And if you followed it, we have one of those systems currently at the harbor in Manistique, so on the southern side of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And we're hoping that the data that we get from that will be able to help us redesign the harbor in the future so that it does not have to be dredged on an annual basis.